Now recording.
Man, you weren't supposed to use the AI.
Blooper. A short sequence containing a mistake made by a member of the cast or crew. That's a definition of a blooper. Here are examples from the recording of One More Turn, Season 11.
No, Hudson. You two have always been, and always shall be, thick as thieves. Heck, I even expect one or both of you to... redo. You two have always been, and always shall be, thick as thieves. Heck, I expect one, or even both of you to... are actually even... Shoot, that is hard.
We were still deciding what it was... Meaty. Can't you just be that without having to say it? Like, you wouldn't have... Meaty. Can't you just... Meaty. Start again. Wait, why is it... Meaty. So that's what you were going to ask me here. Nah, I've got to read that. So that's what you were going to ask me here. Speaking of... Why did you... I'm going to do this whole line again. Baby.
He's not just a knit-lasered bleh.
Not sure that word choice is in a restaurant. Yeah, bitty.
Kingston, is it? Oh, sorry, that is your line, Steve. Pardon me. Go ahead.
Chairs, tables, and clothes. Kingston, is it? I'll do it again. Kingston, is it? One of my Max's brothers? Who the hell are you to sneak up us on... No, that's fine. Kingston, is it? One of my Max's brothers? Who the hell are you to sneak up us...
Okay. Also, you keep saying... I can cut it in post. You keep saying one of my Max's brothers, too, but it's all right.
Kingston, is it? Kingston, is it? One of my...
Why was I ever... Why was... Holy Zambino Inferno.
Zamboni.
What could you say that could possibly compel me to do so?
That's okay. So just saying, I get that again. Yeah, whatever that background was.
That was Louis, my dog. What is all this about? You leave my voicemail, you leave a... Alright.
It's okay.
You've got no idea. But she knows I love seafood, and from what I heard, this is the only place in town worth its salt to serve. Asking me for a favor right now is not going to go well for you.
Probably. Wait, where does that go? Did we miss a... Alright. Is there supposed to be a probably in dominant slang?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Dan accidentally a word.
Do you want me to reread that with a probably?
Yes, probably. And by probably, I mean yes, please. Yes, do that.
All right, well, then I'll probably do that.
Awesome.
Hardly and barely, respectively. Fancy enough to use the English language for you? Let me reread that.
Hudson went to ask Max to serve as a character witness in court, anticipating his wife would do the same for Carson. Probably cancel each other out. Oh, cancel each other. Wait, hold on. Page flip.
Yeah, you were right the first time. Cancel each other out.
Riley, it's reputation. Means her journal isn't worth much, if anything, against Hudson and Gary. But Carson's drinking... That weird guy. Oh, hold on. I tripped over things.
Okay.
Riley's reputation... I can't speak. I can't. Okay, let's try this again. One party only has to convince the fact finder that account of events is more likely than truth. Oh.
Hey, I don't want to see your dad, Bob. Oh, Bob.
I don't want to see your dad, Bob. Whoa, I don't know what kind of podcast you think this is. Oh.
I don't want to see your dad bod flap across the field under the autumn breeze, Max.
Can I get your dad bod flap?
Really?
It's like a regular Bundyism.
Yep. Thank you in advance, Ayla, for all the blooper material. Okay, let's start.
Hey, I don't want to see your dad, Bob, flab, flap. you did this to me on first, I bet. After adopting Jake, Dominic intends to transfer his custody to distant relative.
Fine. Caden's parents want to keep Jake in your family's life, and as their niece, you want to... Wait, niece? Shouldn't that be nephew?
wait a minute here.
Unless Hudson has other secrets that we don't know about.
Let's see. Caden's parents want to keep Jake in your family's life, and as their niece, Reese. There should be Reese after niece. Oh, that rhymes. Because now Avery's addressing Reese, because Reese speaks next.
Oh, okay. Got it.
No, Avery's right. The law is very clear on two people agreeing to adopt meanings have... Hold on. Let's start over. I don't think you should be telling me that, let alone Avery. Privilege violation much?
You would know.
You would...
Sorry. I passed my exams. Not that anyone outside of my has... Though, knowing you, you're probably a fool and represent a... Shoot. Though, knowing your...
Okay. Is that measured by space? Time? Or...
Thank you, Doctor Who.
Woo! Sorry.
No. Perfectly understandable.
Wibbly wobbly and all of that.
We have no need or want of his help with our podcasting event.
We have...
You'd like that, wouldn't you? So you can apologize... You'd like that, wouldn't you? So you can apologize... So you can apologize... I'm, like, putting all three words together.
Though, since you mentioned it, I recall picking you up from her... I recall Reese telling me the same thing a few seasons ago during the Try that line again. Mayoral?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Business... Business you are...
I'll just ask Reese about it. Who is Reese? Reese. I'll just ask Reese about it. We don't have any room for more characters on this show. What a weird blooper. You just never know.
That would make him Hudson Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
Okay, that's how it's spelled? I thought there'd be an I. Does have decades of experience.
Aside, you're pursuing this as a small claims cause.
Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick.
Try that again.
Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.